Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to People You Need to Know on Sparkplug Radio. I'm your host, Sparkplug, publisher of People You Need to Know magazine, Atlanta's official magazine, proudly uplifting women business owners. Our show today is brought to you by the People You Need to Know magazine Speaker Showcase to be held on Saturday, July 19th at the Fern Bank Auditorium in downtown Atlanta. Give us a call at 770-460-5995 for more details. In this segment, we're going to be speaking with Ms. Sandra Rogers about the benefits of having a Plan B. My guest today is a native of Great Falls, South Carolina. She achieved her undergraduate degree with DeVry University, majoring in business information systems. She also achieved two graduate degrees with Keller School of Management, majoring in Human Resources Management and Health Services Management. Today, she is a Human Resources Executive, Consultant, Speaker, and Entrepreneur. As an entrepreneur, she provides consumers and businesses with a wide range of services that leverage the latest technologies and essential products and services to save them money. We are so honored to have on the phone today one of the newest clients who will be featured in the upcoming PYNTK, Business Women in the City magazine. Ms. Sandra Rogers, welcome to Sparkplug Radio.
Good morning, and thank you, thank you.
How are you today?
I'm wonderful, thank you.
All right. Are you ready to talk about the benefits of having a Plan B?
Oh, most definitely. Always ready. That's part of having the Plan B.
All right. Well, let's get right into it because we know you're extremely busy and we don't want to take up too much of your time, okay?
All right.
Sandra, in your humble, very humble opinion, what is the number one reason to have a Plan B?
Well, I think the reason to have a Plan B is that we most definitely want to be in control of what we're doing. As for myself, I've been in human resources over 25 years, and I have been in a position where I see people, you know, they are settled in their positions, and then when a company goes through changes, then the individual is therefore eliminated, and therefore they don't have a backup, and it somewhat puts them in a bind. And with that, we think we're always in control. So with that said, other times, you know, life shows us who's really in control and often throws that curveball with us. Basically, the reality is no matter how much we plan and pray things are going to happen, even though we have had specific visions on how life is supposed to be, sometimes we're forced to switch to a Plan B instead.
Forced to switch. So why is it so important to have that Plan B anyway?
Bottom line, to have that Plan B, we want to reach our goals. We want to have that security. We want to have flexibility. Often in time enough, we live in a competitive world, and we know that having that Plan B, we can always implement, and if we're failing to plan, we want to make sure that we always are in control of our destiny.
All right. Well, the name of this show is The Benefits of Having a Plan B, so let's talk about some of those benefits.
Okay. Some of those benefits I would like to mention is when you're having your Plan B, it gives you confidence with where you stand today because you always have an alternative that you can implement. Instead of raging against the system, you can exit the system and do something else. The additional benefit of Plan B is that it gives you options. And in the end, we all want options. And some of those options I'd like to point out, when we're in control and having those options, it improves our attitude. It protects us from the winds of change. You know, we constantly go through changes. It energizes us to help keep up with the different changes. It prevents us from going in the wrong direction or in no direction at all, and often in time enough, we do find ourselves going in circles. It also strengthens our position for our plan B. So often in time enough, when we are thinking we're on the course of plan A, we often end up on plan B.
Well, let me ask you this question. You've been in human resources for 25 years or more. What percentage of the people that have come in contact with you would you say have a plan B? And why wouldn't you have a plan B?
To answer that, I would say approximately, I'd say probably 2%, and that's pretty low, pretty low.
2%?
2%.
That have a plan B?
That have a plan B, I kid you not.
Wow.
And it's, I would say it's that low because of the different industries that I've been in, like manufacturing. Being a native of South Carolina is pretty much a mill state. Then right now, currently living in Metro Atlanta, there's multiple industries that you can be in. So with my being in the current, again, manufacturing industry, I would say about 2%, definitely.
Wow. So why do you think that is?
I think people get settled. I'm certain that's what it is. And out of all the employees I've known over the years and talking with them, you know, they get that comfort level. And sometimes it's all about mentality. A lot of times you have individuals, when they grow up, their parents tell them, hey, what you need to do, you need to go to school, get your education. Once you get your education, get a good job, you know, get that 401K, and then you're settled for life. Well, what they forget, time and time, businesses change, and when that happens, you know, that individual, they may be on that job for 20 years, 30 years, and after that, you know, what do you do afterwards?
Wow. That's amazing. You know, as you launch your plan B, how do you take the first steps to stay motivated and to reach your goals?
Well, for myself and personally, there's four steps that I utilize. First and foremost, I redefine success. And I'll explain that. Again, I redefine success. I create the plan. I use networks. And lastly, being resilient. Going back and redefining success, in my mind, I need to know really what success looks like. So I avoid being afraid to take chances. In creating a plan, number one, I want setting up the plan by life knowing where going is key. It's very, you have to be very flexible, very much flexible. As I mentioned earlier on, we often start off with a plan A, which ultimately that is the plan we stay on course on. But when we're forced to make the change, then we end up on plan B. And ultimately, plan B ends up being our plan A. And as far as using our networks, if you ask yourself, who do I know can help me reach my goal, chances are the answers will be no one. But people inherently love to help. And if you put the same question to your network of personal friends or family, or possibly business associates, someone will come back with a suggestion. People are often, they often want to provide suggestions. And then lastly, being resilient. It's so easy to say, I quit. It's amazing how quickly we convince ourselves that our plan has a bad idea, that no one is interested in what we have to offer, or that we just don't have the smarts or the talent to succeed. You're strengthening that resistance, and it's critical to your success.
Well, talk directly to the people for a minute there, Ms. Sandra, about, you know, what they really need to do in order to make that plan be a reality, because you just can't just bank on a plan A. I'm one of those people. I have a plan Q, you know. So, you know, in business for yourself, you know, a plan B a lot of times is not even enough. And so, but it's better than not having anything more than a plan A. So talk to those people who might be sitting on the fence out there about the importance of having that plan B, and you know, why they must act today, act right now.
Well, as you know, we have so much competition out there as far as job-wise. There's always technology that's taken over, and we want to be prepared. We don't want to fall into a position where we don't have any control, and that's happened too much. I've seen it too much being in the industries that I've worked in over the years. And often people, they just rely on time, and time is of the essence for us, and we can't just depend on that. So for myself, you know, I try to teach my children. I want them to be entrepreneurs. I don't want them to work for other people. That would be their number one plan, and I'm always here to support them in anything that they do. But with that said, if they have to fall into another plan as far as working for someone, that's fine. But being an entrepreneur, it gives them multiple skills that other people will not have.
And that's true. That is very true. So now with you, I was reading your information last night. You got your undergraduate degree from DeVry University in Business Information Systems, and you got two graduate degrees from Keller School of Management in Human Resources Management, as I said in the introduction, and Health Services Management.
Yes.
Was that a part of your plan B as well, the two graduate degrees?
Well, actually, it wasn't.
Okay.
However, with the way things have changed, the health management portion of it somewhat combines with my human resources. In my role, I'm a generalist, which means that I do everything that falls under the role of human resources. Most professionals, you will, in the arena of human resources, they target one area, which may be compensation or benefits or just new hire processes. I do it all, the strategic part. And with that, especially with the health reform, and I've also have a medical background as well, I thought that would be something to combine with my human resources skill set, and that way it strengthens what I do, not only in human resources, but if I decide to move into the medical field, then I also have that to help me. So to originally answer the question, it wasn't really my plan B, but it ended up being there.
Now, let's talk a little bit about you as an entrepreneur.
Yes.
And I know you're with Five Links.
Yes, that's correct.
And I know that's an organization that has that wide range of services that leverage the latest technologies and essential products and services to save people money.
Mm-hmm.
How did you become a part of Five Links now? Is this a part of your plan B?
Well, yes, it is.
All right.
This program was, or the business itself, it was introduced to me over a year ago. And initially I declined participating in it. And the way it was presented to me, it made a lot of sense. And I just said, oh, no, no, no. And then after seeing multiple changes in my current industry, automatically I said I needed to do something. And when I decided to become an entrepreneur under Five Links, it was clear. This company, it provides opportunities for me to create seed money for other businesses that I'm interested in and also pursuing as well.
Beautiful. And you've been with them for 1 year. What has been the greatest lesson you've learned from Five Links thus far?
The greatest lesson, I would say, is being able to help others. I've always had that spirit of helping others, but being with this business, I mean, it helps you get down to the core and listen to what the individual's needs are. It's assisted me in coaching more And overall, just listening, seeing what their needs are, and especially with today's economy, we have to be very careful with how we spend. And this business, it is one of those businesses that leverage and help the individual save.
Okay. Well, with you and your numerous degrees, what is your advice to anyone out there, say, some of the non-traditional students, and by that I mean the people over 30, who are considering going back to college to finish up their degrees? What's your advice to them?
My advice is if this is something you're going to do, please do it, complete it. It doesn't matter what other people say. If this is something that you desire to do, meet that goal, complete it. Please do.
All right. But to summarize our discussion, you know, let our listeners know, some of the ones who may just be tuning in, what are your overall thoughts about having a plan B?
My overall thoughts of having a plan B is that so often we set expectations for ourselves. And when they don't work out, we lament our misfortune or best ourselves up for not achieving what we set out to do originally. So we want to focus. That's primarily. I would say for myself, and sometimes out of disappointments come unexpected and unpleasant surprises. So I would recommend having that plan B. Plan B is about achieving your goals in a different way than you always anticipate or not anticipate, and possibly in ways that you never would have expected. That journey to achieve that plan B, you don't want to look at it as a dragging and kicking effort. This is something that you can easily transition into. Make up your mind, this is what I need to do. Worst case scenario, if plan A doesn't help me reach my goal, plan B is there.
All right. Well, before we bring this interview to a close, please tell our listening audience why you decided to advertise your business in People You Need to Know magazine.
Well, I had the opportunity to meet with a lot of beautiful ladies, entrepreneurs, and male entrepreneurs as well. I aspire to meet more women in business. And another thing, I had the opportunity to actually look at the People You Need to Know magazine. And no sooner than I read that magazine, that was my plan B. And I said, I am going to be in that magazine. And lo and behold, I've been very blessed, and I'm going to have that opportunity to be in your magazine on the September 1st edition.
All right. Well, and finally, and we're looking forward to having you in it as well, tell us, how can our listeners connect with you?
Listeners, you can connect with me by going to my website at www.fivelinks.net/S, as in Sandra, Y, Rogers, or that would be the number one way.
Okay.
That would be the number one way.
Go ahead and repeat that for us again, please, for the people who are just slow writers like me out there trying to write it down.
Certainly. Address again is www.5links, L-I-N-X, .net/SY. Rogers, R-O-G-E-R-S, and then also you can also contact my office number. I have a Five Links office number, which is 1-678-263-4908. That number is 1-678-263-4908.
All right. Well, thanks for repeating that. Well, Ms. Sandra Rogers, Human Resources Executive, Consultant, Speaker, and Entrepreneur. Thanks for spending some of your most valuable time with us today.
Thank you.
You've been listening to Spark Plug Radio, the radio station that shines the spotlight on Metro Atlanta women business owners like Ms. Sandra Rogers. To listen to even more people you need to know, just Google Spark Plug Radio or visit our website at sparkplugpeople.com. And be sure to follow us on Twitter and like us on Facebook at PYNTK. We'd love to hear from you, so please email us at sparkplugpeople@gmail.com. I want to take a moment to thank our executive producer and my wife, Ms. Jacqueline Benjamin Thomas, for doing another brilliant job behind the scenes. So until next time, this is Spark Plug, the world's number one promoter of women business owners, reminding you that People You Need to Know magazine shines the spotlight on women business owners like no other company on earth. If you're ready to enhance your image, give us a call right now at 770-460-5995. And thanks again for tuning in, and be sure to tell your friends about Spark Plug Radio.